Nolte, the Trump Get Rid of Her Tape is Another Dumb Media Hoax. By John Nolte on January 27, 2020. This week's big, stupid media hoax revolves around leaked audio of President Trump calling for the firing of then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. Yep, here we go again. More fake news. Another unimaginative hoax. Zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz accuracy of an ABC News report. Sorry, I don't link to fake news. That completely takes out of context and overhypes comments apparently made by the president in a surreptitious recording from April of 2018. In other words, ABC News is blowing up something Trump said. Something that was perfectly reasonable, into yet another one of the media's impeach bad orange man now conspiracies. Here's the fake news. A recording obtained by ABC News appears to capture President Donald Trump telling associates he wanted the then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch fired while speaking at a small gathering that included Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, two former business associates of Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani who have since been indicted in New York. The recording appears to contradict statements by Trump and support the narrative that has been offered by Parnas during broadcast interviews in recent days. Sources familiar with the recording said the recording was made during an intimate April 30, 2018, dinner at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Assuming the recording is authentic. Get rid of her. Is what Trump said of Yovanovitch. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay? Do it. But. This happens to be Trump's reaction after he's told Yovanovitch is running around bad-mouthing him. His own ambassador is bad-mouthing him and he wants her fired. Well, gasp and egads. Impeach. On the tape, a voice that apparently belongs to Parnas says, "The biggest problem there, I think where we need to start is we gotta get rid of the ambassador. She's still left over from the Clinton administration." But here's the rub, Trump's then told, she's basically walking around telling everybody, "Wait, he's gonna get impeached, just wait." Again, assuming the tape is authentic, why the hell would any president's response, or any CEO, or any boss, or any supervisor or manager, not be get rid of her? And if that isn't enough to prove this is all fake news, how about the fact Yovanovitch kept her job for another full year? As far as the issue of Trump knowing this Parnas character, do you have any idea how many people I've broken bread with that I would sincerely claim not to know? I can remember countless gatherings with people who, for the life of me, I would not remember if they showed up on my doorstep. No offense. They probably wouldn't remember me. And that's just little old me. Trump is the President of the United States, a man who's buried in these kinds of functions. Why would he remember a barnacle like this Parnas guy? Even so, the news here is, what exactly? Trump wants to fire ambassadors who undermine his policy? Hate to break this to you, but that's not news. I'm sorry, but Trump's reaction is a perfectly reasonable one. In fact, that is exactly the reaction you want from a president. So this whole bombshell is really dog bites man, and therefore not news. What's ABC going to report on next? Planes landing on time? The sun coming up in the morning? Grass is green? Water is wet? My primary takeaway is that Trump was secretly recorded here and said nothing wrong. Nothing unethical, nothing illegal, nothing out of character. This recording is to his credit, and ABC News is a garbage outfit that only deserves to be laughed at and ignored. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.